This is KCUR 89.3. Max and Liliana Younger set out to disrupt the technology of a familiar device, the lowly pair of crutches, which can be difficult and painful to use, especially for long-term users. They founded Mobility Designed, but as a married couple, the industrial designers are also discovering that starting a business can be disruptive to their lives. They spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison about their crutches and their journey.
Our crutch is called the MD crutch. It is a crutch that uses your elbows to support your weight versus your armpits. We were trying to go for something that people wanted to wear more than had to wear. And it's kind of an accessory for you, and we wanted it to look less medical, more lifestyle. So it's not the typical crutch you see in stores.
And I have to say, and I don't think Max would say it because he created it, but it's really beautiful looking. He took great care and effort into details. It has some really nice highlights when it's photographed, and it's just not something, like Max said, it doesn't look like a medical device. It looks cool.
Tell me how this whole thing got started. Tell me about what motivated you to think about developing something new.
We kind of started working on this a long time ago, and it was mainly me back then. And I've always seen kind of my dad on and off crutches my entire life for various knee surgeries. Somewhere back in, I think, 2007, we started to work on this as a kind of a thesis project at college. In 2008, after we had already started the project, he became an above-the-knee amputee due to a staph infection after a knee replacement. And when that kind of happened, it really kind of solidified our drive to make this thing happen. It was like, we have to do this because he's going to be a permanent crutch user for the rest of his life.
Both Max and I are industrial designers, and so from, you know, before we can remember, our passion is to figure out problems and solve them.
We haven't met many couples who are trying to take this entrepreneurial journey together. How have you divvied up the work?
So a lot of the design and aesthetics and ergonomics and user-focused decision-making and working with engineering would be in my camp.
And for me, it's been more about the business side. There's lots of more personal reasons behind why we decided for me to be on the business side and Max to continue on the product side. It just made more sense. We have a small son, and one of us had to step out of our full-time job to do this. So it just made more sense for us as a family and as a business. So
it's better
it's
when she's my
part
boss.
Of one thing.
So. So how do you balance your home life, your work life, and the fact that there's such overlap between your work life and home life now?
Well, one of the benefits is, I don't have to meet during the middle of the day because Liliana is my wife. We can meet, while we're trying to go to sleep and like, hey, did you do that thing? Or how's the design coming? Those kinds of updates can happen over dinner every single day. Versus having to meet during normal business hours.
We don't really have normal business hours. We just kind of work around the clock.
Yep. Weekends are really great for that. Vacation days are great for that. So.
Can I ask how old you guys are?
Sure. I'm 31.
32.
And how old's your son?
He's 2.
This all seems like it could be very overwhelming.
For him or for us?
Good question.
It is a little overwhelming, but we also built our house a few years ago and tore off the second story, right? And just jumped in and built it after finishing our first story. And huge projects like that, just the two of us working together. And sure, there's frustrating times, right?
We like challenges. We like big challenges.
The technology for crutches has really not changed. They may look different, they may be made out of different materials, but it really hasn't changed for more than a century. And you're offering something that threatens to change that long-lasting technology. Do you think this will really be transformative?
It's a disruptor for sure, as long as the user can use it and it helps them in their life and is easier for them to use. And in our testing, we're seeing that it is, which is great. It all remains to be seen and how viral it becomes when users use it and talk to other users about, you need to buy this product, it's been great for me.
I think it's definitely, it has the potential to be a disruptive technology. But thinking about it in 50 years, will all crutches look like that? I think we'd love to to see that happen. It's just hard to know when it's such an innovative thing. We have faith that it can change at least a few lives, and that's worth it for us.
That was Liliana and Max Younger of Mobility Design. They spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison. You'll find more interviews in our Innovation KC series on our website, kcur.org/innovationkc.